First up, a meeting between two leaders who have more in common than a national border. Canada and the U.S. historically have been allies. They've cooperated on issues like trade and security. Canadian prime ministers have been regular visitors to the White House in the past. But Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's trip to Washington is the first formal visit by a Canadian premier in 19 years, and he received a very warm welcome from U.S. President Barack Obama. The American leader discussed their common ground in terms of social, economic, and foreign policies. Prime Minister Trudeau has some critics in Canada. Like some of his cabinet members, he has limited political experience. His country's budget deficit is much greater than his Liberal Party had predicted. But since his election last October, he's developed a strong alliance with his American counterpart.
Justin Trudeau is a relatively new face in Canadian politics, but one with a very popular last name. With a stunning victory in Canada's recent general election, Trudeau ended a decade of conservative rule in Canada. He was born in 1971 while his father, Pierre Trudeau, was prime minister. His popularity was so great it was dubbed Trudeau-mania. It was compared even to John F. Kennedy. When Justin delivered a powerful eulogy at his father's funeral, it sparked talk of a political dynasty. The former school teacher took his time getting into politics, trying his hand at acting, charity boxing, even coaching bungee jumpers. But after his father's death, he became more politically active, winning a seat in Parliament in 2008. Skeptics said he was too young and inexperienced to become Prime Minister, but by all accounts, he ran a very impressive campaign, sweeping the Liberals to victory. For years, the Conservative Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, kept the economy running relatively smoothly, kept taxes low, and he ran a very robust foreign policy aimed at taking on terrorists. By contrast, Trudeau is promising to pull out of counterterrorism operations in the Middle East, restore ties with Iran, and he also wants to bring 25,000 Syrian refugees to Canada. Back home, the father of three intends to raise taxes on the wealthy and double spending on public infrastructure and push a very aggressive climate change agenda. Trudeau has shown he has the star power of his father. Now he has to prove he has the political chops and ride this new wave of Trudeau-mania into opportunities for Canada.